Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，大家早上好。
And thank you, Caleb, and thank you, Calvin.
谢谢 Caleb 和 Calvin
for leading us into the presence of the Lord.
感谢他们带领我们来到这个神的同在。
This morning we are going to cover an entire book of the Bible all in one setting.
今天早上我们会讲到这个整个这个以东这本书。
And that book is Obadiah.
Oh, sorry, Obadiah 书。
In fact, let's begin by summarizing the book in one single word.
那我们开始以一个字来总结这本书。
Can any of you guys do that? Can you summarize this entire book with one word?
那你们能够用一个字来总结这本书吗？
I know Jasmine can because we've gone over this a couple times, but others?
我知道这个 Jasmine 可以做这个，因为我们早上我们刚刚她听到我的讲道。
Edom.
以东。
And you got to say it like that too. Edom.
你的这么说就是这样，唉声叹气说以东。
And the reason being is this is a prophecy against Edom.
那原因就是因为这本书是关于这个以东的预言。
They were shamed. They were judged and shamed because of their ways.
因为他们被神的审判，因为他们就是是很羞耻的。
Edom was judged because in their comfort they became comfortable with sin.
以东被神的审判是因为他们享受这个罪中之乐。
Their sin in particular was oppression.
他们的罪主要的罪就是说是压榨压迫别人。
So we're going to begin by looking at the context of Edom and our context and comparing those.
那我们开始来就是比较一下当时以东所处的环境和我们的环境。
And then we're going to go through the contents of the book.
那然后我们再讲一讲这本书的内容。
So let's begin with looking at the context.
那我们看看这本书的这个上下文。
First, well, let me make sure I'm doing the PowerPoint thing here. Okay. All right, there we go. First, they lived in the mountains.
首先他们是在一个山区。
And to be clear, Esau or Edom was the descendants of Esau.
当然就是想澄清一下，他以东是以扫的后裔。
And they lived in the mountains that were south of Jerusalem.
他们在这个耶路撒冷这个南边的山区。
And they loved their comfortable life in the mountains.
他们在那里就是过了一个很舒适的生活。
And of course, in Eugene, we love our mountaintop properties as well.
当然在尤金我们也享受我们在山上的这样一个生活。
And if I'm correct, this one here, this one there is up for sale for any of those that are looking.
如果我没错的话，这照片上的这个房子现在正在市场上卖。
Now, from their mountaintop perspective, they had the problem of not only literally looking down on people, but figuratively looking down on people as well.
从他们所处的这个山地的环境，他们不仅仅是说从地理上他们往下看这个周围，他们从这个从精神上他也是低看别人。
And this is something that the prosperous in Eugene need to be aware of as well.
当然这也是我们在尤金的生活人也需要留意的。
And they had a sense of security.
他们有就是很强的这种安全感。
They were in the Rocky Mountains that were just south of the Dead Sea.
他们在这个死海这个南部的山区。
And in those mountains, they had a sense of security.
他们当然就有很强的安全感。
And in the South Hills of Eugene, of course, we have a little bit of security as well.
当然在尤金的这个南部的这些地方，我们也觉得很安全。
We have our ADT home protection signs.
我们有这些 ADT 这些安全系统。
We have our security cameras.
我们有这些安全的这些照相摄像头。
And of course, we have our fire safes.
当然我们也就是这些防火的这些装置。
And all of these give us kind of a sense, a feeling of security.
当然给我们一个很好的感觉，我们就是很安全。
And they had great insurance.
当然他们也有很多的这个保险。
They had extra protection against mayhem.
当然有就是那个防止这个灾祸的这些保险。
They had they lived in these mountains and they had all these caves to protect them.
当然他们住在这些山区，住在这些山里面的洞穴里面，所以有受到自然的保护。
And in this way, they controlled the trade through the area.
当然他们这样也就控制了在这些山区来往的这些商路。
And we have plenty of insurance as well.
当然我们在牛津也有很多的这个保险。
Our insurance is a little different.
我们的保险当然也不太一样。
We have renters insurance.
我们有这个租客的保险。
Homeowners insurance.
我们有这个房子的保险。
Health insurance.
我们有这个医疗保险。
We have health insurance and we have disability insurance.
我们医疗保险也有这个残疾人的保险。
And we have life insurance, of course.
我们有这个人寿保险。
Dan Smith once said, "We don't need God. We're in good hands with Allstate."
但他有时候说过这样一句话，他说我们不需要神，因为我们。在这个 Allstate 这个保险公司的一切保护之下
，Right again, this gives us this sense of comfort and security.
当然，这就给我们一个很舒适、一个安全的感觉。
And Edom also had a bit of prosperity.
当然，以东他们也有繁荣的时候。
In their secure homes in the hills, they had some prosperity in the 7th and into the 6th century BC.
他们就是在于这个安全的环境，他们也有在主前七。到七世纪到六世纪，他们有一个繁荣的时间。
And here in Eugene in America, and even in China, there is a bit of prosperity.
当然在这个尤金我们当地，甚至在中国也有这些繁荣的时期。
So this picture on the right here,
在这个照片的右边
，represents the Eugene prosperity.
代表着这个尤金的这些繁荣。
Some years ago, I was asked by someone in the Chinese church to go fix their fence.
当然几年前我就是一个来中国教会的一个人让我去修他的这个篱墙。
And this is one of those homes in the South Eugene, you know, way up in the mountains.
他们的家就是在这个尤金的南部的这些山上。
And I was just in awe as I approached this massive house.
当我就看到他这些豪宅的时候，感到真的非常的惊讶。
The door itself was like 8 or 10 feet tall.
他们的这个门大概在八九尺高。
It was so big that I would probably have to jump to touch the top of this door.
这个门太高了，我就是只有跳起来才能挨到这个门。
And me being a short American with my hammer and my beard.
就是我就是看一个小矮子，也长着胡子，也带着一大堆这个锤子啊这些工具。
I felt like a dwarf going to this mysterious Asian king's castle. It was just overwhelming.
就是这个真是。了不起，就跟自己感觉像一个小矮人来到这一个亚洲这个国王的这些豪宅里面面前。
Now there, this person, the person that owned this house, great godly guy.
当然这个房子的主人也是一个敬畏神的人。
He had great theology. He knew God.
他知道很多神学，他知道神。
Prosperity is not the problem.
当然这个繁荣这个不是本身不是问题。
But sometimes with prosperity comes this faulty philosophy.
但是有时候因为这些繁荣，因为富足，会随之而来的一个错误的哲学。
The idea that we are secure in what we have.
当然这个想法就是说，我们因为我们所拥有的，我们感到安全。
That we can do whatever we want.
我可以做我们想做的事情。
And get away with it.
当然就是也不会有什么后果。
Note the second picture here.
第二张照片。
It actually only represents Edom.
当然它只是代表这个以东
because this is where Edom used to be
这就是以东以前所在的地方
Edom was destroyed
它已经被毁灭了
so that place that is of a civilization that came centuries after
当然这就是以前这个以前留下的这些文明呢、就是、
and again Edom was judged because in their comfortThey became comfortable with sin.
那我再说一遍，就以东他们被神的审判，是因为他们享受这个罪中之乐。
So you can see from the context just how applicable this book is.
那所以从这个书的这个上下文，你就知道这可以应用到我们身上。
And one author made a great point that this book wasn't for Edom.
当然有一个作者就是很清楚的说明，这本书不仅仅是指他们。
This book is not in Edom's Bible.
当然也不在这个以东人的圣经里面。
This book is in the Hebrew Bible.
这是在希伯来文的圣经里面。
And it's not meant for the Jews to take to the Edomites and say, ha ha ha, God's going to get you.
当然这并不意味着说以色列人可以来嘲笑这个以东的毁灭。
It was a warning to the Jews.
当然这就是对以色列人的警告。
Again, a warning against this false, this faulty philosophy.
对他们这个一个错误哲学的一个警告。
And it's a warning too that we should not get comfortable with sin in our comfort.
当然对我们而言也是我们应该警醒，我们不应该享受这样的罪中之乐。
So let me pray, and then we'll begin to look through the contents of this book.
那我们在这个讲解这些经文之前，让我们先祷告。
Gracious God, we are grateful for your word. We ask your blessing upon it, that you would correct us, encourage us, convict us, and guide us, Lord, that we would better represent you, and that we would not be comfortable. With sin. We thank you for this, Jesus, in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Before we read, let me make a note. We're going to read through the whole book in a couple stages, and I want you to notice Edom and Esau are the same thing.
就想说一下，在我们读这些经文之前，想跟大家说一下，就是这个以东和以扫是同一个人名。
So they're used synonymously throughout the book.
但是在这本书里面，他就是一个同样的一个人。
And Jacob, and Jacob and Judah are as well.
雅各和犹大也是同一个人。
And we'll explain that a little bit later.
我们就是稍后会再解释一下。
So let's read this together in English or Chinese.
那么一起就是用中文或者英文来读这些经文。
Okay, the vision of Obadiah. This is what the Sovereign Lord says about Edom. We have heard a message from the Lord.An envoy was sent to the nations to say, Rise and let us go to her, against her for battle. See, I will make you small among the nations. You will be utterly despised. The pride of your heart has deceived you. You live in the clefts of the rocks and make your home among the heights. You who say to yourself, Who can bring me down to the ground? Though you soar like the eagle and make your nest among the stars,From there, I will bring you down, declares the Lord. If thieves came to you, if robbers in the night, oh, what a disaster awaits you. Would not they not steal only as much as they wanted? If grape pickers came to you, will they not leave a few grapes? But how Esau will be ransacked, his hidden treasures pillaged. All your allies will force you to the border.Friends will deceive and overpower you. Those who eat your bread will set a trap for you, but you will not detect it. In that day, declares the Lord, will I not destroy the wise men of Edom, men of understanding in the mountains of Esau? Your warriors will be terrified, and everyone in Esau's mountains will be cut down.We see in this first section that Edom's judgment was announced.
这是这本书的第一部分，对以东的审判，神宣告了对以东的审判。
The prophet announces that Edom or Esau will be brought down because of their false confidence.
当然这个先知的预言，讲到说以东，会被毁灭，是因为他们，这个对，这个罪的这个罪中之道的。
Again, they were falsely confident in their lofty situation, their elevated status in the region.
当然他们有一个错误的自信，就是对他们这个就是处这个地理的高位和他们这个属灵状况的自满的这种高位。
And the judgment was announced. There was an opportunity to repent.
当然这个审判的宣告也意味着一个悔改的机会。
And I'm grateful that God makes this known. He gives us opportunity to repent.
当然我们感恩就是神也宣告这样的给我们这个机会来悔改。
Because I've experienced it the other way.
当然我也就是经历了另外的一种方式。
I used to have a boss that was the complete opposite.
当然我们以前有一个就是有完全和这个相反的一个老板。
We never knew who was going to be fired next.
我们从来不知道下一个被他这个解雇的人是谁。
We never knew why they were fired.
我们也不知道他们为什么会被解雇。
I never knew if I was doing a good job.
我自己也不知道是不是就是我的工作做得怎么样。
And I always felt like the boss was looking over my shoulder, just waiting for an opportunity to get rid of me.
我总是感觉就是老板在时刻在盯着我，好像说随时就把我给开掉。
And when somebody was fired unexpectedly, nobody talked about it.
当然有人就是就是出乎意外的被开掉以后，我们也不愿意谈论这些事情。
We didn't want to be next.
我们因为我们不想成为这个下一个被开掉的人。
And the boss would walk down the hall.
有时候我们的老板就是在这个过道里走来走去。
And I would literally avoid him.
当然我就是真正的就是要避开他。
Occasionally, he would actually corner me, and I'd have to have a conversation.
当然他有时候就是要找到我说，跟我聊天。
So I'd put on that fake smile.
当然就是有时一个就是假笑一下。
And I would have the shallowest, most disingenuous conversations I could have.
有时候就是一些很肤浅、一些不太坦诚的这个谈话。
I didn't want to say anything important in case it was wrong.
当然我不会谈的这些重要的事情，因为我怕这个说错了。
Again, I didn't want to lose my job.
当然我也不想失去我的工作。
Everyone at that, at that time knew that we were just expendable human resources.
当然我们在那个时候我们都知道我们只是说随时可以消耗掉的这些人手。
And that the boss could just easily replace us.
这些老板也可以就是随时可以来找到人来替换我们。
And that without warning.
而且没有任何的这个预先的警告。
God is not like that.
但是神不是那样的。
God is the exact opposite of that.
神是和就是完全是和这个这样的老板是相反的。
When you are doing something wrong, God makes it very, very clear.
当然，当你做错事的时候，那个神会很清楚的告诉你。
God does not have a communication problem.
神没有联络的问题。
Sometimes we have a listening problem, but God communicates very well.
当然，有时候我们听会是问题，但是神跟我们这个联络，跟我们讲话是不会有问题的。
He sends his prophets.
他差遣他的先知。
He sent his son.
他差遣他的儿子。
And he has also sent us his Holy Spirit.
他也差遣圣善的灵。
And through the Holy Spirit, he has given us the Word.
通过这个圣灵，他给我们这个神的话语。
And through the Holy Spirit, he also confirms what the Word says.
通过圣灵，他也这个确认是神的话语。
And we know for certain his warnings.
我们能够确定，能知道是他给我们的警告。
We know for certain his ways.
我们也确定的知道神的道路。
And we know for certain his promises as well.
我们也确定的知道神的应许。
So the prophet announces judgment against Esau, against Edom.
那当然先知对以东、以扫他们的宣告。
There was going to be absolute destruction.
当然是完完全全的毁灭。
It was going to be without mercy.
就是毫无怜悯。
It was going to be total.
当然是完全的毁灭。
And it was going to come from trusted friends, trusted sources.
当然是从这一个可靠的这个来源。
And in this way, it completely obliterated their false insecurity, their faulty philosophy.
当然，这样就可以完全的这个消除他们这样一个错误的安全感，一个错误的哲学。
They thought they had it all figured out.
他们本来以为他们这个什么都搞定了。
Right, they had that nice secure place in the hills.
他们在山顶有这个一个安全的居所。
They had a great prosperity.
他们有这个有繁荣有富足。
But the problem with that philosophy is that it could all be taken away. It could all end in a moment.
但是这样的哲学，就是说他们随时会被完全的消除掉。
I'm sure some of you could attest to this. As soon as you think that you're getting ahead a little bit with your bills or something, a health emergency seems to creep up.
当然你们可能有人也经历过这样的情况。
And one analogy I was thinking of is every boxer in the world thinks he's the world's greatest until he gets knocked out.
当然就是每一个这个拳击手都认为他是世界上最好的，一直到他被人在拳击台上击倒。
For some reason, a little bit of success gives us this inflated and this false sense of security.
当然，有就是一点点的成功，也让我们有一个错误的一个安全的感觉。
In America, when the boxer gets knocked out like that, we call those attitude adjustments.
当然，在拳击台上，这些拳击手被击倒的时候，我们就称呼他为这个态度被改变。
And these attitude adjustments come in all sorts of forms.
当然，这样态度被调整的时候，可能有很多各样的情况。
The kid who thinks he's in charge gets a spanking.
当然，孩子这被爸爸妈妈这个责备打屁股的时候。
Sometimes the mouthy jerk he gets punched in the nose.
当然，有时候这些爱说闲话、这个爱多嘴的这些人被人一拳打在鼻子上。
And sometimes the arrogant coworker just gets fired.
当然，这些傲慢的工人被人这个解雇、被人开掉。
Some recent examples.
当然，最近的一些一个例子。
The rich elite who think that they could do anything.
当然这些富人他认为他可以做任何事情。
Lori Loughlin, do you know who that is?
这个 Lori Loughlin, 你知道是谁吗？
She's the one that got busted trying to get her daughters into college by cheating the exams and all of that.
就是这位女士就是她为了她两个孩子上大学就是来造假让他们送孩子去大学。
Are you familiar with the names?Harvey Weinstein or Jeffrey Epstein lately?
那么你知道这个 Harvey Einstein and Jeffrey Epstein?
Again, people who are in their wealth and security think that they could do anything and completely take advantage of women.
当然这些富人认为他们可以做任何事情，他们有时候甚至这些虐待这些女性。
What about Bernie Madoff?
这个 Bernie Madoff,
he was sentenced to 150 years in jail for fraud, for taking advantage of people.
他因为这些庞氏骗局，就是骗人的钱，所以在监狱里被判了这个150年。
Edom was warned.
当然以扫是被警告了。
But rather than repenting, they just continued to love the delusion of their prosperity.
他们没有悔改，他们继续就是沉醉在这样。一个错误的哲学里面。
They were judged because in their comfort they became comfortable with sin.
他们就是被审判是因为他们这个享受这样的罪中之乐。
In verses 10 through 14, we'll see that judgment was deserved.
当然在从十到十四节就讲到说他们受到这样的审判是罪有应得。
So let's read through that.
那我们读一下这个十到十四节。
Oh no.There we go. Okay. Let's go. Because of the violence against your brother Jacob, you will be covered with shame. You will be destroyed forever. On the day you stood aloof while strangers carried off his wealth and foreigners entered his gates and cast lots for Jerusalem, you were like one of them. You should not look down on your brother in the day of his misfortune, nor rejoice over the people of Judah.In the day of their destruction, nor boast so much in the day of the trouble. You should not march through the gates of my people in the day of their disaster, nor look down on them in their calamity in the day of their disaster, nor seize their wealth in the day of their disaster. You should not wait at the crossroads to cut down their fugitives, nor hand over their survivors in the day of their trouble.Again, you can see that the judgment against Edom was deserved.
那这样你可以看得出来，这个以东他们所受的审判是罪有应得。
So Edom was a brother nation to Judah.
当然以东是犹大的这个兄弟国。
The Hebrew patriarchs are Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph/Judah. Okay.
就是这里讲到说以色列的先祖从亚伯拉罕以撒到以扫和雅各。
So, Jacob's brother was Esau.
雅各的兄弟是以扫。
And Jacob conned Esau out of his birthright with a bowl of chili, basically.
当然雅各就是用诡计就是骗了这个以扫的长子的名分。
And this resulted in the animosity between these two brothers and for generations.
那当然这就造成他们兄弟之间就是历史历代以来的这种敌意。
Now this is not like Superman versus Lex Luger type of rivalry.
这当然就也不是说像超人和这个Lux。
Right, because sometimes the brothers did get along.
当然有时候这个弟兄之间的确能够和和相处，还是不能够和和相处。
But at this time, when Babylon actually came in and destroyed Jerusalem and Judah,
当然当巴比伦人来毁灭这个犹大的时候，
you see how the brother nation, Edom, how they responded.
那你们可以看到这个他们的这个兄弟国这个以东是怎么回应的。
They actually took the side of Babylon rather than their brother Judah.
当然他们就是站在这个巴比伦人的一边，而不是说站在他自己的兄弟犹大一边。
And I want you to notice the progression of oppression here.
这里我想就让你知道这个他们这些他们这个压迫逐渐变化的一个过程。
It says that first they stood aloof.
当然开始他就是在冷眼旁观。
That is, they were neutral or indifferent about it.
他们只是就是是一个中性的或者说无动于衷。
Next, it says that they looked down on their brother.
然后接下来他们就藐视他的兄弟。
They rejoiced over their destruction.
他们就是为他们兄弟的这个毁灭而高兴。
And they boasted in the day of their trouble.
当然就是当他们的兄弟遭难的时候，他们在这儿傲慢。
So if we put this on the scale, in the middle is indifferent, neutral.
那就是在这里讲的说，他们是在中间这个中性的。
And just to one side of that is not being indifferent to it, but being entertained by it.
但是在往一边倾斜一点，就是说他们为别人的这个麻烦感到高兴。
And then finally, you see that they march through the gates.
那当然，在最后他们就是说，穿过了这个犹大地他们的家园。
They seize the wealth.
他们掠夺他们的财富。
They cut down their fugitives.
他们就是也击杀了他们这个逃离的人。
And they handed over the survivors to those in Babylon.
然后把这些幸存的人也交给这个巴比伦人。
And in this way, they weren't indifferent or neutral. They moved beyond that.
他们就是从这个无动于衷移到了另外一边。
They weren't just entertained by it.
他们不仅仅是说幸灾乐祸。
They were actually engaged in it by this point.
他们就甚至参与了他们这个弟兄国的这个毁灭。
Let me point out that oppression comes in many forms.
那我想指出来是说。这样的压迫是可以有很多不同的来源。
There is the oppression of the old and the ill.
当然有这个对压迫这些老年人。
The oppression of those with special needs or the weak.
那压榨那些有特殊需要那些软弱的人。
This is bullying.
像这个甚至就是威胁别人。
There's the oppression of the unborn.
甚至这压迫那些。还没有出生的，像
There's the oppression of the addicted through the drug lords who mess with people.
那压榨那些就是有毒瘾的这些人。
There's the oppression of those in need, those the poor.
当然压榨那些穷人。
And then there's the oppression of women and children, primarily through the sex industry.
然后这压榨这些女人和孩子，特别是在那些性工作。
So the progression of oppression is this. On the one side, you were engaged in it.
这些压迫的这些逐渐变化，就是从一边你是参与这样的事情。
So I'm convinced that we don't have sex traffickers here.
我确信我们这里没有说这些性sex traffickers， 就关于就是性工作这方面的这些。
Okay, but I'm hoping that we're not the bully bosses.
当然我希望我们不是那些仗势欺人的人。
I'm hoping that we're not the powerful boss taking advantage of our employees.
当然我们也不是希望我们不是那些这些老板来虐待自己的员工。
Because that would be being engaged in oppression.
那样的话，你就实际上是在参与这样的这些压迫。
Okay, so maybe we're not engaged in bullying, we're not the jerk boss, and we're not drug lords, thank God.
当然感谢中文不是那样的，这就是利用员工的老板甚至那样的这些贩卖毒品的这些人。
But are we entertained by these people and these principles?
那我们为这样的事情就是感到高兴吗？
Do you drive by the homeless camps and point and giggle?
那你们就是当你开车经过那些无家可归的人，你是不是指着他们来嘲笑他们？
Do you go to the movies that exploit women?
那你是不是就去看那些虐待女人的这些电影吗？
Do you watch shows that glamorize sexual immorality?
那你也是不是看那些电影，看那些秀，那些电影里面就是讲到说宣扬这些虐待女人的这些东西？
Or do you poke fun of, make laugh at the elderly, those with special needs?
那你是不是也是就是指着这些老人或者有特殊需要的人而且嘲笑他们？
So what does neutral look like?
那这个中性的是什么样的？
Drive by and pretend not to notice the people under the bridge?
那就是开车经过的时候就假装是没有看见他们。
Just drive and ignore the people with the signs?
就相当于故意的躲开，就是假装看不见他们。
Do you tolerate jokes?
当你就是一些容忍一些笑话。
Do you tolerate the entertainment that where women are sexualized?
当你是不是容忍这样这些黄色的东西？
Again, in our comfort, we have the tendency to be comfortable with sin.
当然，就是在我们感到舒适的时候，我们也享受这样的最终之乐。
Now let's get to the other side of what it should look like.
那我们看看，就是到另外一边，我们应该怎么做？
If you're not engaged in it, entertained by it, or indifferent to it, are you disgusted by sin?
那你就是没有参与这样的事情，或者说无动于衷这样的事情，那你是不是这样为这样的事情觉得很难过？
Do those various forms of oppression, do they make you nauseous? Do they make you upset?
那是不是这样的事情让你感到难过，让你感到厌恶？
I hope that they do.
当然我希望你们是这样的感觉。
But more than that, more than just being offended by it, let's move beyond that and actually do something about it.
那当然就是不仅仅是说觉得被这样的事情冒犯厌恶这样的事情，我们应该主动的做一些事情。
One of the ways that we could reverse the progression of oppression is to get involved.
当然这个一个就是能够扭转这样逐渐这个压迫别人的这些做法，那就是我们要参与这样的事情。
Last week I sat at home with last Sunday I sat at home with our three youngest kids.
上个周末我在家里就是带着我们三个最小的孩子。
And my wife took the three oldest kids to Project Hope.
我太太就带着那另外三个孩子去到了这个希望工程。
That's actively being involved in reversing the oppression.
当然，在积极的说，那扭转这样一个压迫，这样一个滥用这我们权力的过程。
Actively being involved in helping those in need.
当然积极的参与，帮助那些有需要的人。
That effort was led by Tobias, one of my kids, and Calvin. Where did Calvin go?
但是，是我的大儿子。
The one that was playing the piano, if you don't know.
我的大儿子 Tobias 和 Kevin, 这个刚才弹琴的 Kevin, 他们来带领
Hi, Calvin.
这个希望工程。这是这个 Kevin.
And under the direction of HP, Tobias and Calvin led this outreach.
在这个 HP 的指导下，他们两位年轻人带领了整个希望工程的事情。
I heard the reports of this.
我听到这个他们的回馈。
How many people here showed up?
那你们这里有多少人去了这个参与了这个希望工程？
How many people do you think showed up from the Chinese church?
那你们觉得有多少人去了这个事情？
100 people come to this church on Sundays.
我们教会大概有100个人主日来。
How many people do you think showed up?
那你们觉得他们之中有多少人去了这个希望工程？
Guesses. Four or five?
你猜一下，四个或四五个吗？
What did she say? How many?
Ten.
Ten? No? How much is that? Saga.
Sang.
Sangu. 30 people. 30 people showed up.
30个人去了这个希望工程。
30 people from this tiny little church showed up. It was one of the biggest groups.
从我们这个小的教会去了30个人，那实际上是当时就是所去的这个最大的一个小组。
This tiny little church donated for almost 100 backpacks.
当然我们这个小教会也捐献了100个这个背包。
This tiny little church was one of the largest forces out there helping the needy.
我们这个小教会是当时这个帮忙的志愿者中一个最大的一个小组。
I'm wonderfully proud to call this Chinese church my home.
当然我很自豪的就是把这个教会当做我自己的家。
But let me make something clear.
当然我想就是澄清一下。
If on this scale, this progression of oppression,
在这个恶化的这个过程之中,
if only for a few days you live over here and the rest of your life you live over here, there is a problem.
当然如果你只有这个几天过着一个积极参与扭转的生活，然后在剩下的天都在另外一边。
We need to be positive forces for good every day of the year, all our lives.
当然我们需要在我们这个生命中的每一天每一时刻都成为这样一个积极的力量。
So we can see that because of the progression of oppression that from Edom, that their judgment was deserved.
当然正因为这个以东他这样这个逐渐这个恶化的这些压迫，他们就受到了审判。
And from verses 15 through the end, we will see that there will be a universal judgment.
当然从这个15节开始到一直到最后，就讲到说这一个普世性的这个审判。
And that judgment against all nations, it will be absolutely just.
那当然这样的审判是公义的。
So let's read the rest of this book here.
那我们读一下就是这个剩下的这些经文。
The day of the Lord is near for all nations. As you have done, it will be done to you. Your deeds will return upon your own head. Just as you drank on my holy hill, so all the nations will drink continually. They will drink and drink and be as if they had never been. But on Mount Zion will be deliverance. It will be holy, and the house of Jacob will possess its inheritance. The house of Jacob will be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame. The house of Esau will be stubble, and they will set it on fire and consume it. There will be no survivors from the house of Esau. The Lord has spoken. People from the Negev will occupy the mountains of Esau, and the people from the foothills will possess the land of the Philistines. They will occupy the fields of Ephraim and Samaria, and Benjamin will possess Gilead. This company of Israelite exiles who are in Canaan will possess the land as far as Zarephath. The exiles from Jerusalem who are in Shephard will possess the towns of the Negev. Deliverers will go up from on Mount Zion to govern the mountains of Esau, and the kingdom will be the Lord's. So we see that judgment against all nations will be just. There will be a day where there is perfect and eternal justice.
当然有这么一天，就是一个永远的一个审判，一个公义的审判。
All the oppressors will suffer oppression.
所有的这些压迫者，他们也会遭受压迫。
And the people of God will be treated differently.
当然，属神的人将会受到不同的对待。
You could identify the people of God in this way.
那你可以以这个方式来认出这个属神的人。
The people of God are those who would rather be treated wrong than to treat people wrong.
那属神的人是这样的，他宁愿受委屈，也不愿意去委屈别人。
The people of God are those that would rather suffer than sin.
那属神的人是他宁愿受苦，也不愿意去犯罪。
Those who are not the people of God,
那些不属于神的人。
Those are the ones that in their comfort, they're comfortable with sin.
他们会享受这个罪中之乐。
But when Jesus comes back, there is going to be a reversal of fortunes.
当然在主耶稣再来的时候，这会有一个这个时运的扭转。
And you can see in this section how the territories were switched.
当然你这样可以看出来这些领地的这些变化。
This will happen under the perfect and eternal just reign of God.
那当然这会就是在一个永远的这个公义的审判之时来到。
And in that day, the people of God will reign under the lordship of Christ. They will reign.
当然这个守神的人和主一起来掌管这个世界。
And the people who are not gods,
那不属于神的人。
Those who hate God and hate His ways,
那些仇恨神和仇恨神的道德的人。
Those who oppress the weak,
那些压迫软弱的人。
They will suffer eternal oppression.
他们会承受这个永远的压迫。
We see from the book of Edom that the book of Obadiah that Edom was their judgment was announced.
当然我们从这个俄巴底亚书来讲到说对以都的审判的宣告了。
We see that their judgment was deserved.
那我们看到他们的审判是罪有应得。
And we see that there will be a final judgment.
当然我们看到也许有一个最终的这个审判。
And that God's justice is perfect and eternal.
这样神的公义是一个完美的，是一个永远的。
Edom was judged because in their comfort they became comfortable with sin.
以东被审判是因为他们享受这个罪中之乐。
So how do we apply this little book?
当我们怎么应用这些经文呢？
Let's use our comfort and use our prosperity to do good.
那我们用我们的舒适，用我们的富足来行善。
Not just once a year at Project Hope, but every day.
当然不是说一年一次，不是说这光这个希望工程。
We could use our prosperity and our influence to reverse the progression of oppression.
当然我们用我们的繁荣和富足来扭转这个压迫的这个倾向。
We could use our influence and our prosperity to make sin and oppression, bullying, those things, we can make them disgusting to the people around us.
当然我们可以用我们的富足和繁荣来影响，来让人为这样的事情感到难过，为这样的事情来做一些积极的事情。
We could use our prosperity and our influence to help get other people involved.
那用我们的影响，用我们的富足来让更多的人能够参与，扭转这个趋势。
We could call out those who are just idle with oppression, that are neutral or indifferent toward it.
那我们就是让这些处于在冷眼旁观的人，让他们知道。
Maybe we just need to stop telling that one joke that we justify.
可能我们应该也停止讲那些不合时宜的笑话。
Maybe we need to never watch the Game of Thrones again.
我们可能也也许就不再看这些这个王权游戏这个秀。
What's the Chinese version of that?
这个中文的版的Game of Thrones
You know, there are ungodly shows and movies in every language, right?
可能在每一个语言文化里面都有一些这个不符合神的一些节目。
Whatever it is, just turn it off.
但不管它怎么样，你就是不要看这些东西。
Never watch it again.
不要再看这些。
Maybe we need to start handing out lunches and Bibles.
也许我们应该就是在街上传一些的圣经和午餐。
Right, instead of passing out our judgmental glances and pointing and laughing or whatever, maybe we can get involved and hand out lunches or Bibles.
就是不要说这些论断，这些无家可归的人藐视他们，然后我们应该做的是就是能够去多传一些圣经和实用的这午餐。
Maybe we need to treat our employees like people instead of pawns.
当然也许我们应该作为老板应该对员工友善一些，而不是把他们当作一个棋子。
Maybe today is the day that God is warning you.
也许今天也是神对你们的警告。
Warning you of His judgment.
关于这个神的审判的警告。
Repent.
来悔改。
Seek the mercy that is available in Christ Jesus.
寻求在主耶稣里面的怜悯。
Let us be people who reverse the progression of oppression.
让我们就是成为这样的人来扭转这样一个逐渐恶化的这种倾向。OK， 那我们祷告。天父，我们感谢你真的借着这个当老的口来传讲你的话语，因为真的是圣经上所记的事情都是为我们写的，让我们能够从中得到教训。是的主，让我们知道这些发生的这些事情有你这个你的审判有一天会来到我们的面前，让我们能够真的是寻公义，能够好怜悯，让我们能够把我们所用的资源，我们所拥有的从你而来的繁荣和富足能够用在正道上，让我们能够坦然无惧的来到你的面前，在耶稣主耶稣再来的时候。是的主，我们感谢你给我们的话语，也求你的圣灵来看护我们，来引导我们，来走这条永生的道路。是的主，我们感谢你，这样的祷告靠主耶稣基督的名求。